It's a great joy to be back with you again. Okay. I do have to apologize. I'm a little bit sick today.
我今天向大家抱歉，因为我有点不舒服。
I have vertigo.
就是有眩晕。
Which means I spin.
就觉得就是很晕。
So if I hold on to the pulpit like this, it's because I'm about to fall over.
所以我要一直抓着这个讲台，要不然就要摔倒了。
And if I do fall over, here are the notes.
如果我真的摔倒了，笔记都在这儿。
And Jew, you just read them.
然后我们就念一遍就好了。
Annie Johnson Flint is a great songwriter for the church.
这个女士叫安妮，她是一个非常伟大的赞美诗的作者。
She was born on Christmas Eve in a very small town in New Jersey.
她是在圣诞夜在新泽西州一个小镇降生的。
Her parents considered her one of the greatest gifts God ever gave them.
她的父母，哎呀，非常喜乐，觉得她是神赐给他们的好礼物。
But she came into a trial in her life very early on.
但是她一生下来就面临了很大的试炼。
When she was 3 years old, her mother died.
她三岁的时候，她母亲就去世了。
And by the time she was 6, her father had died too.
她六岁的时候，父亲也去世了。
She was adopted by the Flint family.
有一家人叫做弗林特，就收养了她。
And when she was 8 years old, she became a follower of Jesus Christ.
她八岁的时候接受了主耶稣。
She was a cheerful and sensitive child that loved to write poetry.
她是一个很喜乐又很敏感的小孩子，很喜欢写诗。
She went to college to become a teacher.
她上学以后呢，成为一个老师。
But during her second year of teaching, she faced the next storm of her life.
但是她教书没有两年，她马上又面临了生活中另一个巨大的风暴。
Her body started to develop rheumatoid arthritis.
她的身体开始有这种类风湿关节炎的症状。
And by the end of the second year of teaching, she couldn't walk anymore.
她教书两年的时候，她就已经不能行走了。
Shortly after this, both of her adoptive parents died.
她得病了以后没多久呢，她的养父母也相继去世了。
So she was placed in a home with no way to make a living for herself.
所以呢，她现在就孤身一人。
The rheumatoid arthritis continued to grow stronger in her body.
这个病毒在她身体里面越来越强。
Can we pause in this story right now and can I ask you a question?
我们故事讲到这儿，先问大家一个问题。
How would you have responded if your natural parents and your adoptive parents both died?
如果是你的话，你亲生父母都去世了，养父母也去世了，你会怎么样？
You lost the career that you love to do.
然后呢，你又不能从事你所喜爱的事业。
And your body was filled with such arthritis that you could not even walk.
然后你又身患如此严重的疾病，以至于不能行走。
How would you have responded?
你会怎么样反应呢？
What would you have done?
你会做什么呢？
What would your relationship be like with God during that period of time?
如果这些事情发生，你和神的关系将会怎么样呢？
Well, Annie determined not to quit and not to give up on God.
安妮她决定，她不会放弃，她也不会放弃她的信仰。
So she started to write poetry and have it published for people.
所以她又接着开始写诗，并且她的诗都发表了。
And her poetry was so great, it connected so well because it was born out of the struggle of her own heart.
因为她的诗都是来自于她自己亲身的经历，她的痛苦和挣扎，所以非常的能够。引起人们的共鸣。
That it connected with the masses, and she was able to earn a living for herself writing this poetry.
所以她的就是读者很多，她就可以自己来挣钱养活自己。
You say, well, did this all turn out well?
那你就说，那现在还不错，看起来。
At the end of Amy's life, her fingers were so disfigured, she had to type with her knuckles.
但是她生病到后来，她的手指全都扭曲了，她无法打字，只能用她的关节来打字。
But she never lost her faith.
但是她从来没有失去她的信仰。
With God's strength, Annie was able to rise up above those circumstances and to live a victorious life.
靠着神的大能，安妮她得以可以在她的苦难之上能够活出一个得胜的生命。
Some of you might be familiar with one of the poems that she wrote.
你们也许听过她写的一首赞美诗。
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
主赐更多恩典。
He sendeth his strength when the labors increase.
劳苦加多时，他的力量加添。
To added affliction, he addeth his mercy.
更多遭受苦难，就得更多的怜慈。
To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace.
加倍的试炼，就有加倍平安。
His love has no limit.
他的大爱无限。
His grace has no measure.
他恩无法测度。
His power no boundary known unto men.
无人能完全领悟他的大能。
For out of the infinite riches in Jesus,
从在基督里的无限丰富宝库，
He giveth and giveth and giveth again.
他不断赐恩，赐恩又再赐恩。
Those are amazing words.
这些是令人惊异的言语。
Could you write that right now for your life?
你在现在能不能为你自己写出这样的诗句呢？
I know something about every person in this room right now.
我知道在座的有一些人。
Every one of you is facing some type of a trial in life.
每一个人其实都在面临着生活中的某一项的试炼。
It might be a big trial, it might be a small trial.
也许是一个大的试炼，也许是一个小的试炼。
It might be a trial that's caused by circumstances outside of you. It could be a trial caused by your own heart.
也许是由外部环境产生的试炼，也许是在你内心深处的试炼。
But here's the truth in all the trials of life.
但是事实是，世界上所有的试炼。
You're either groaning or growing through those trials.
你要不然就抱怨，要不然就选择成长。
See, groaning is complaining. God, why are you doing this to me? You're picking on me.
抱怨的人会说，神啊，你为什么这样对我呢？
God, why did you allow this to happen to me?
为什么神会允许这样的事情发生在我身上？
Life isn't fair.
生活真是不公平。
See, those are groanings.
这些是抱怨。
Growing is, God, I want to know you more.
成长的人会问，主啊，我要知道你更多。
God, I want to be strong in my life.
主啊，我想变得更强壮。
God, I want to be more like Jesus.
主啊，我想变得更像主耶稣。
That's growing.
那是成长的人。
So as you face your trial, which one are you?
当你面临试炼的时候，你是哪一种人呢？
Are you a groaner or a grower?
你是抱怨的人还是成长的人？
The verses that we look at today in James are amazing verses.
我们今天在雅各书看到的这个章节是非常好的。
This name, James, is a very important name.
雅各这个人。
This is Jesus' half-brother.
是耶稣的兄弟。
His mom was Mary, which is Jesus' mom, Mary.
雅各的妈妈玛利亚也是耶稣的妈妈玛利亚。
Different fathers, though.
但是不同的父亲。
Jesus' father was the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的父亲是圣灵。
But James did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
但是雅各在耶稣生前的时候并不相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
And I know why.
我也这个就是真的。
Because every time he was growing up with Jesus,
因为他跟耶稣一起长大。
Mary would say, "Why can't you be like your brother Jesus?"
玛利亚肯定会说，你怎么不像你哥哥耶稣那样？
But it's not fair. He's God's son.
但是不公平，因为耶稣是神的儿子。
But he did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah until the resurrection.
雅各一直不相信耶稣是弥赛亚，直到他亲眼他看到了耶稣的复活。
Then James believed.
然后雅各就相信了。
And he becomes a servant of God and of his brother, Jesus Christ.
然后他自己就成为了耶稣基督的仆人雅各。
Just that fact alone is enough to make us trust that the Bible is true.
就是这些，就是这些这样的细节，让我们知道说圣经真的是写的都很真实。
This letter is also written to the 12 tribes that are scattered.
他写的这封信是给散住的十二个支派。
Which means these are Jewish Christians.
这些是犹太人里面信主耶稣的。
And this is a time of persecution.
这是他们遭受迫害的时期。
See, Jews always believed that history would end with a united, restored kingdom in back in Jerusalem.
犹太人的信仰信念是，当他们犹太民族这个复兴的时候，在耶路撒冷，那么世界的末了就到了。
But now Claudius, the emperor of Rome, has scattered them and persecuted them, and they are at different parts of the world.
但是当时罗马的皇帝迫害他们，使得犹太的各支派散落在世界各处。
They have lost their homes, they have lost their possessions, they have lost their country.
他们失去了自己的家园、自己的财产、自己的国家。
Those are severe trials that they're going through.
那是他们当时经历的很大的试炼。
Life can be pretty messy and complicated and full of trials.How are we going to survive them?
生活会充满了试炼，非常的不顺。我要怎么样的应对呢？
Well, there are four steps in these 12 verses that I'd like us to look at today.
今天我们在雅各书里面读的十二个经节告诉我们有四个步骤。
These are steps to grow during the storms of life.
这四个步骤就是当我们在面临风暴试探的时候要去做的。
The first step that we take is the character step.
第一个步骤就是我们的品格。
Consider it pure joy.
都要以为大喜乐。
My first reaction when I read that is, that's impossible. How can you be joyful in the midst of trials?
我们刚一读到这一句都觉得怎么可能，怎么会有大喜乐呢？
And anyone that's passed through a storm knows how difficult this is.
曾经经历过这些风暴的人都知道，做到喜乐是基本不可能的。
I just want to clarify, this isn't make believe that's joyful, or this isn't living in massive doses of denial.
我来澄清一下，这样子的大喜乐不是那种自欺欺人的喜乐，不是装出来的。
Consider the difference between these two. Consider it joy and feel it joy.
你们考虑一下，如果他说感到大喜乐和这里面写的以为大喜乐中间有什么区别？
To feel it pure joy is an emotion.
感受到喜乐是一种情绪。
That's not what we're told to do here.
那不是现在雅各要告诉我们的。
We're told to consider it joy.
雅各告诉我们要以为大喜乐。
Which means it's a choice that we make.
就是说这是我们自己做出的一个选择。
Notice,Why we could do this?
我们为什么可以做到这一点？
Because whenever you face trials, you know that the testing of those trials produces perseverance, and then it leads to maturity and completeness.
经常说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
See, every storm that we face, God has an objective in it.
我们面临的每一个风暴后面都有神的目的。
He wants to make us mature and complete.
他要使我们成全完备。
This is what Dallas Willard said. He said, the main thing God gets out of your life is not the achievements you accomplish, it's the person you become.
有一个人叫达拉斯·维拉德，他说：“上帝要从你们生命中得到的，不是你所能做出的成就，而是你将成为的那个人。”
God is not as much concerned with your comfort as he is your character.
神不是很关心你有多舒适，神关心的是你的品格如何。
Which means we need to ask ourselves this question: Are we becoming more like Jesus every day?
所以我们要问自己的问题就是。我们每天有没有变得更像主耶稣呢？
That's what storms produce in us.
那是风暴在我们生命中产生的结果。
If I'm not becoming like Christ every day, that means my life is off track. That means I'm going in the wrong direction.
如果我每天没有变得更像主耶稣一点，这说明我的生活的方向是不对的。
And what James says here is that the trials of life are God's number one way of producing this Christ-likeness in us.
雅各告诉我们，生命中所遇到的试炼是神对我们做的这个，为了让我们成全完备，毫无缺欠，所为我们预备的。
So with this first step, I'm going to give you a very practical step to take.
那么给大家一个比较实用的技能。
The character step. This is Albert Ellis. He is a psychologist.
这个人叫埃伯特·爱丽丝，他是一个心理学家。
And he has come up with this theory called the ABC theory.
他提出一个理论叫做 ABC 理论。
A is the event. B is the belief. C is the choice or the consequences.
A 就是事情的诱因 ，B 是你的信仰 ，C 是你的这个事情的结果或你的选择。
So let me show you how this would be practiced in our life.
给大家举一个例子。
So you leave church today.
你今天从教会出去。
And you're driving through Wilton on your way home.
你开车回家。
And somebody bumps your car at the stoplight.
在一个 stop sign 前面有人撞了你。
So A is your car is bumped by the stoplight.
A 就是事情的诱因，就是你的车被撞了。
Next, you see a drunk driver get out of the car behind you.
然后你下车，看见后面车里面坐着一个醉醺醺的年轻人。
And it's a teenage drunk driver.
是一个年轻的人。
And the drunk driver says, "Hey, nice day out today, isn't it?"
那个人喝的醉醺醺说：“今天天气不错啊。”
Why did you back your car up into mine?
为什么你把车倒在我的车上呢？
Now, at that moment, you're forming beliefs in your mind.
所以那一刻你就产生了一个信念。
And the belief is, this is a dangerous person. We have to get them off the road.
那个信念就是这个人很危险，我们不能让他在路上横冲直撞。
So what choice are you going to make?
那么你要接下来的选择是什么？
Police, come over here now.
打电话叫警察。
You're going to call the police because you're going to get that teenage person off the road because they're dangerous.
你要叫警察，因为你觉得这个年轻人很危险，你要让警察阻止他开车。
Same scenario.
同样的情景。
Whoops. You're driving down the road.
你开车。
Someone bumps your car.
有人从后面撞了你。
You get out.
你下车查看。
And it's Derek Jeter.
你看到这个有名的这个棒球运动员。
Now what do you do?
那么你现在做什么呢？
Hey, Derek. Oh, you know what? I like that little scratch there. That's really kind of cool.
你说，哎呀，我真是很感谢你撞了一下，这个车看起来好多了。
And Derek says, No, I'll pay for it. No problem.
这个明星说：“我付钱给你修吧。”
And you say, Derek, no need. Just sign this piece of paper.
你说啊，没有关系。
I like your autograph.
你只要签一个名就好了。
Okay, same scratch on your car.
你的车同样受了这个损伤。
But different choices in the end.
但是你却做出不同的选择。
In this world,
在这个世界
，you're going to have trouble.
你们会有苦难。
But take heart.
但是你们可以放心。
I have overcome the world.
我已经战胜了世界。
What Jesus is saying for all of us is, listen, you're going to have bumps in your car going through life.
耶稣跟我们说的是，听着，你们在人生的旅途上肯定会被撞的。
Just realize that every bump is producing something good in your character.
你就要记住，每一次碰撞就是为了能够发现你的品格中好的地方。
Then choose joy.
然后选择喜乐。
All right, that's the character step.
那是这个品格的一步，锻炼品格的一步。
The next step is the confidence step.
第二步就是信心。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt.
你们中间若有缺少智慧呢，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
Storms give us an opportunity, a chance to put our confidence in God.
我们遇见的风暴给我们一个机会，让我们呢得以信靠神。
There's only two ways to go through the storms of life. It's either believing or doubting.
我们只有两种方式可以走过这个风暴，坚信还是怀疑。
And when we take this confidence steps, we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
当我们走这信心的这一步的时候，我们需要向神求智慧。
The wisdom that we ask for is don't ask God to explain why he's doing it.
我们要求的信心不是问神为什么这样做。
Why is not the question that you should ask.
你不是你需要问的问题，为什么这件事会发生。
The wisdom that we need is what should we do?
我们需要得到的智慧是我们要怎样做。
See, for God to try to explain to us the why, it would be like trying Einstein trying to talk to a clam.
如果你想让神向你解释为什么会发生这件事，就好比你让爱因斯坦对一个蛤蜊解释他的理论。
We're not going to understand God's ways because they're higher than our ways.His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
我们不明白神为什么做一些事情，因为他的旨意高过我们的旨意。
But we can ask, "What do you want to teach me, Lord? I want to learn."
但是我们可以问的问题是，主啊，你要教我学什么功课？我可以学什么呢？
So we're going to ask God that He would whisper to us what He wants us to learn in the middle of this trial.
我们要向神询问的是。神他能够告诉我们什么？通过这个风暴，我们将要学习到什么
？And then we're not going to doubt.
然后我们就不要怀疑。
You can't say, "Well, I believe in God," and "No, I doubt."
你不能说啊，神啊，我相信你，但是现在我又怀疑了。
There's an African proverb. It says, "The man who tries to walk two roads will split his pants."
有一个非洲谚语就说。一个人三心二意的人，就好比走路，他的裤子要扯成两半了。
So either we're all in, Lord, I'm going to believe, I'm going to have confidence in you, or go ahead and doubt.
我们要做的，要不然就是完全相信神，要不然就是去疑惑。
But we can't do both.
但是你不能两个都站着。
Confident faith says this, Lord, I believe that you are faithful.I believe that you are in control. I believe that you love me in the midst of this trial.
有信心的信仰，坚信神爱我，神掌控一切，神要我从中学习。
Here's the question. It's a very simple question.
有一个非常简单的问题。
Can you trust God?
你能相信神吗？
Is God trustworthy as you go through this trial?
当你通过这个试炼的时候，你觉得神是可信赖的吗？
Has God been faithful in the past?
神在以前对你是不是信实的？
Is God wise enough to give me instruction right now?
神有没有足够的智慧来引导你？
Can I trust that God is in control of this situation that I find myself right now?
你有能不能相信你现在的境遇，神其实在后面掌握。
When we say yes, I will trust Him, what's going to happen is we are going to start worshiping God.
当你说神啊，我相信你的时候，你将会做什么呢？你将会开始敬拜神。
Right there in the middle of that trial, you're going to worship because you trust Him.
就在那个试炼的当中，你就会开口赞美敬拜，因为你相信他。
The second question is, can you trust Him?
第二个问题是，你是不是相信神
？Do you have enough faith right now in your life to say, "I trust you, Lord"?
你在你的生命中此刻有没有足够的信心对神说，神啊，我相信你
？In the middle of that trial that you find yourself, can you say it?
在你的试探当中，你能不能这样讲
That is the confidence step.
那个就是你要经历的信心的一步。
The first step is the character step.
第一步是品格。
The second step is the confidence step.
第二步是信心。
The third step is the circumstantial step.
第三步是环境。
Could you read 9 through 11?
卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
These are scattered, persecuted refugees, and they are starting to doubt the goodness of God.
这些被散往各地的犹太人，不同支派的人，这些难民一样的人，他们开始怀疑神的好。
They lost their homes, they lost their freedom, they lost their possessions, and now they're losing their faith.
他们丢掉了自己的家园，丢掉了自己的财物，丢掉了自己的很多东西，现在他们开始怀疑神的。
But James wants them to grow through this problem, so he brings out the issue of circumstances.
但是雅各希望人们能够顺利地通过这场试炼，所以他告诉他们环境是怎么回事。
And he wants them to view their life through circumstances from God's point of view.
雅各奉劝他们用神的眼光看待现在遇到的这些情况。
Let's say that you're a person and all the circumstances are going right for you, and you are a rich person.
假设你是一个一帆风顺、很有钱的人。
Do you realize that you're going to give it all up someday?
你有没有意识到，早晚有一天，这些东西都会离你而去？
I don't care how rich you are, there are no tractor trailers taking stuff into the next life.
不管你有多富有，你死的时候不能开着十八轮的卡车把你的财富跟你一起运走。
And let's say that you're a poor person in this life.
那么假设你是一个很穷的人。
You're actually very rich in Christ.
但是你在主耶稣基督里面是很富足的。
See, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, if He is the King of your life,Do you realize the riches you have in Him?
如果主耶稣是你的救主，是你生命的主，你有没有意识到你有多么的富有？
Do you realize I got this yesterday? This is eternal life.
你们有没有意识到我昨天得到这个，这是永恒的生命？
If you take a drink of this, you will live for eternity in heaven with God.
如果你喝一口的话，你就永远在天堂里面与神在一起。
I'm going to open the bidding. What do I have? What's the first bid? How many million?
拍卖一下，你们
想
用多少钱来买
？4 million.
200万，400万。
How much would a bottle of eternal life be worth to you?
那么一瓶可以让你得永生的水，对你来讲值多少钱
？People have looked for this bottle for centuries, millenniums. And yet you have it in your possession in Christ.
古往今来，多少人都苦苦地寻找这样一瓶水。
If you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life.
但是因为你有了主耶稣基督做你的救主，你已经拥有了这一切。
You have everything.
你已经拥有了永生。
Plus, you have Jesus as your friend.
更好的是你有耶稣基督做你的朋友。
You will never be alone in life ever again.
你在生命中永远也不会感到孤独。
Plus, you have the 7,000 promises in the Word of God.
并且神给了你几千个应许。
7,000 promises from God given to you that you can apply to life.
神给了你7,000多个应许，你可以应用在你的生命中。
Do you realize how rich you are?
你有没有意识到你有多么富有
？So for the person that says, "Well, I'll make it through the trials of my life because I'm rich," it's not going to work.
对于那些富有的人来说，如果他觉得因为他富有，他就可以胜过试探，那是不可能的。
I need some help for this illustration.
需要有人来帮忙。
Could you hold that? Could you hold that? Okay, if you guys could stand up. All right, and just make that nice and tight about this high. Okay, so this is time.
这是时间。
This is 78 years, which is the average lifespan now.
这一小段是78年的时间，是一个人的一生。
What's up this? This is 80 years of life on Earth.
这是世间假设80年。
Then this is the first day of eternity.
这些是永恒里面的头两天。
What James is saying,If you've got some difficulties during this period of time,
雅各说，如果你在这八十年当中遇到了一些困难，
remember the first day of eternity.
记住，这是永恒的第一天。
Remember it. This is short.
你要记住，这是多么短暂的一段。
Really short.
非常非常短暂。
This is long.
这一段才是永恒漫长的。
Thank you, gentlemen. Do you want the rope? Do you want the string? Circumstances of life many times can get us very discouraged.
这些生活中的环境，你要看透它们。
I remind all of you, we will live for eternity.
我提醒所有的人。我们要为着永恒而活。
So even if it's difficult for a short period of time, endure.
纵使在短期内你遇到试炼很困难，你要坚持。
Here's what Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said: Half of our troubles are due to the fact that we live on the assumption that this is the only life and the only world.
这个人说，我们的一半麻烦来自于我们假定。我们现在的这个生活是唯一的生活和唯一的世界。
Annie Johnson Flint had a really tough life, right?
安妮，我们刚才讲了安妮，她的一生非常坎坷。
I bet you when we get to heaven, she'll be sitting in the front row.
我相信，当你进天堂的时候，你会看到她。
I will be in the bleachers, way, way up there.
她会坐在一个非常好的地方。
Why?
为什么？
Because she was faithful.
因为她的信心坚定。
Stay faithful to the Lord. Don't quit.
我们要对神有信心，不要放弃。
Even when it gets difficult.
甚至当你觉得很艰难的时候。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Eternity's coming.
永恒马上就到了。
All right, what's our first step?
那么我们第一步是什么？
Character. What's our second step?
品格。第二步呢？
Circumstance. Our third step.
第三步，环境。
I'm sorry. The second step was confidence. Third is circumstantial, and the fourth is the completion step.
第四步就是我们完。
You guys know my sermon better than me. Could you read out verse 12?
第十二节说。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Do you see the words there? Persevere.
你们看到这个词了吗？忍耐。
Persevere, many times we think is getting on top of our problems, but that's not what that word means.
很多时候我们觉得忍耐意味着在我们的麻烦以上。
Persevere means to remain.Under.
忍耐意思就是我们在这个东西的下面。
To remain under the stress, to remain under the burden, to remain under the trial and not quit.
我们在压力之下，在试炼之下，在重担之下，不逃脱。
That person is going to receive the crown.
那个人将会得到生命的冠冕。
When they've stood the test.
当他们忍受试探的时候。
And notice those last two words. The Lord has promised those that love him.
再注意后面那个字，爱他之人，主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Love him means hanging on to Jesus to the very end.
爱主意思就是紧紧地抓住主，一直到末了。
When you're going through your trial, do you say to Jesus, Lord, I'm at the end of the rope, but I'm hanging on, and I love you, Lord, I love you.
忍受试炼的时候，你会对主说，主啊，我现在已经快撑不住了，但是我爱你，我还在撑着。
This is a great picture of perseverance.
这就是我们忍耐可以做到的一个图画。
Hanging on to the very end.
紧紧地抓住，即使是最末。
And that cat is meowing, Jesus, I love you.
那个猫可能在想说，主耶稣，我爱你。
All of these trials, all of these difficulties that we're going through end up being very much like a stress test.
这些试炼就是就像我们在医学上给自己做的一个承受的一个实验一样。
How many of you have ever taken a stress test?
你们有没有人做过心脏的承受的实验？
Okay. All right, so those guys are above age 50.
都是50岁以上的男生。
Usually when you turn 50, the doctor says, I want to go in for a stress test. We want to get a baseline for what you're at 50.
通常到你50岁的时候，医生会跟你说，我们来做一个这个承受实验，看看你身体怎么样。
But here's what they do in that stress test.
但是还有一些别的。
They put these electronic pads on you.
他在你，医生在你身上绑了这些电极。
And they're smiling the whole time. Oh, this will be fun. Have a good time.
医生一直在面带微笑说，哎呀，这个很容易啊，你会很享受。
But what they're going to do is they're going to start this treadmill going.
但是他们会打开这个跑步机一样的东西。
And it's going to be really easy.
一开始很简单。
And you're thinking to yourself, I got this, no problem.
你就觉得，哎，挺简单，我可以啊。
But then they do this dirty trick.
然后他就有一个很恶心的一个东西就出来了。
They raise it up and they make it go faster.
然后他按了一个电钮，这个东西越走越快。
And so now you're going like this.
然后你就开始有点跟不上了。
And you're huffing and puffing.
然后你就开始喘气了。
Guess what they're reading as they're going through this whole thing?
你知道他们在监测什么？
How big is your heart?
他们想看看你的心有多大。
How healthy is your heart?
你的心有多健康。
And that's what tests do to us.
那就是你们经受的。
The trials and the storms of life test our hearts.
我们经历的试炼就是来检验我们的心。
How strong is our faith?
我们的信心有多坚固。
How strong is our love for Jesus? Do we love Jesus just because he gives us stuff?
我们有多爱主耶稣呢？我们爱耶稣，是不是只因为他给我们好东西
？Or do we love Jesus because he's our Lord and our Savior？
或者我们爱耶稣，因为他是我们的救主
？I wish I could talk to each one of you individually today. I really do.
我真的很希望能跟每一个人都私下好好谈一下。
I would love to sit down.And find out, first of all, what trial you're going through, because I'm assuming you're all in the midst of a trial.
我很想跟每个人谈一谈。首先，想知道你生命中遇到的试炼是什么。
But then I would like to challenge you. How are you growing in the midst of this trial?
然后知道了你的试炼以后，我想向你发出挑战。那么你在这个挑战当中，你能够怎样成长？
See, I can identify with groaners because I'm a groaner myself.
我可以一下子就认出一个成长的人，因为我自己也是在试图成长。
But with God's help, I'm starting to become much more of a grower during these trials.
但是经过我人生中的各种试探，神帮助我能够更加去同情那些抱怨的人。
And I would love to see this be a church.Filled with growing people in the midst of the trials of life.
我真的很希望在这个教会，我们是一般能够在风暴中成长的人。
This church needs to become a church where you strengthen each other.
这个教会应该是一个大家彼此鼓励、彼此鼓励、鼓劲儿的一个教会。
No one should ever go through the trials of life alone.
没有人应该自己一个人面对生活中的试探、试炼。
You need to be there for each other.
你们要彼此支持。
You need to encourage each other to take these steps.
你们要彼此鼓励，鼓励大家走这几步。
The character step, the confidence step,
品格，信心，
the circumstantial step,
环境，
and the completion step,
还有终结的这一步。
And you need to root for each other. You can finish this.
你要告诉彼此，你可以完成。
That would be my prayer for you. That would be my prayer for this church.
那是我对你们的祷告，那是我为你们教会的祷告。
No one walks through the storms of life alone.
没有人独自一人走过人生的试炼。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we pray for the folks here today.
主啊，我们为在座的每一位献上祷告。
A room that's filled, I'm sure, with people with various storms in life.
我们在座的每个人都在经历人生的风暴。
And these storms many times stretch us, but they also reveal what we're made of on the inside.
这些试炼让我们很难受，但是同时又暴露了我们真实的自我。
So I pray, Lord, that every person here would be growing in their relationship with you, even during the difficult times.
我们祷告，求你让每一个人在经过这些挫折的时候，都能够在你里面成长。
We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that is acquainted with our trials.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是与我们同在的神。
Because you went through the trial of the cross.
因为你自己就经过了十字架的试炼。
We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that is acquainted with suffering and with a great pain because of what you went through on that cross.
我们感谢你，因为你在十字架上所忍受的。你能够体察我们的各种痛苦。
Right now, we want to say to you, regardless of the trials in our life.
我们想要你说的是，即使我们生命中有这样多的试炼。
That we trust you.
我们也要相信你。
That we love you.
我们爱你。
And we want to grow to be more like Jesus.
我们想要变得更像主耶稣。
In His name, we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.